and a rotating bookcase containing an excellent collection of the English and American humorists, from Three Men in a Boat to the penultimate Mark Twain. There was also a conservatory opening out of the dining room, to which the gardener brought potted flowers in their season. My aunt was a little woman with a scared look and a cap that would get over one eye, not very like my mother, and nearly 8 years her junior. She was very much concerned with keeping everything nice, and unmercifully bullied by my two cousins, who took after their father and followed the imaginations of their own hearts. They were tall, dark, warmly flushed girls, handsome rather than pretty. Gertrude, the eldest and tallest, had eyes that were almost black. Sybil was of a stouter build, and her eyes, of which she was shamelessly proud, were dark blue. Sybil's hair waved and Gertrude's was severely straight. They treated me on my first visit with all the contempt of the adolescent girl for a boy a little younger and infinitely less expert in the business of life than herself. They were very busy with the writings of notes and certain mysterious goings and comings of their own, and left me very much to my own devices. Their speech in my presence was full of unfathomable allusions. They were the sort of girls who will talk over and through an uninitiated stranger with the pleasantest sense.